Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore positive. I swear I'm getting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. We had so much fun with a cup of soup or bowl. We had some weather-related issues and all that. All of it brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Jiffy Lube is driving us back into the baseball season. Luke is waiting for the thaw. We have football we're waiting on. But in the meantime, I hope everybody's enjoying all of our conversations. We had 32 different conversations about community things and community people and great stories and new stories and recap some old stories. And meanwhile, we got through the Valentine's Day holiday and we gave the big O last week in this segment. Our friends at Curio Wellness and Far and Daughter join us. We try to do this weekly, these educational things we do, where I come to Wendy Bronfine, who is a chief brand officer at Curio Wellness and Far and Daughter, and have questions that I have about science and things and cannabinoids and all of these things. Some weeks I hit the markets, other weeks I miss out. But how are you? What's going on? We made it through Valentine's Day, right? All the little raspberry colored O things that you sell over there still available after that. It's not like the little hearts that say "Be mine and be true." They all go away this week, right? And the candy gets half price and all that. That doesn't happen at Foreign Daughter, right?
No, those products are available 365 24/7. Just like anything that gets a little bit more attention certain times of year, that's a category that people were talking about in the run up to Valentine's Day. But the that O line of products is available all the time and all around the state at dispensaries.
All right, we did that last week. We've done a lot of science lately and different things. Today, I want to talk about your business a little bit because I have been inspired, and anybody watching or listening will see that we have new numbers. I did a whole forensic study for sponsors and different people out in the community about everything that I'm doing. And I have really been watching your rewards program. And I think we got in on this about 6 months ago and started talking about it. I will fully admit that I went to the Curio website looking to download things, and I did a segment with you, embarrassed, and I'm like, I don't know how to work the Lucid ID thing and all of that. You have great contesting, sort of this rewards point system that I now have through picking up some products, picked up some points by very, very smartly and easily using the things all the kids are using, which are these QR codes, right? I mean, once we got into COVID and menus and restaurants and the camera made things work, this powers your entire rewards program and gives people a chance to, dare I say, win a trip to Vegas and go see not the Grateful Dead, but just Dead and Company in the Sphere. And you can speak to how trippy an experience that was, because I know you saw the Dead there.
Yes, I did see them, and I am going back again to see it. And I highly recommend that. That's a great Sphere experience, even if you're not a fan. That's a great Sphere show for people to see if you want to have the Sphere experience. But yeah, we are from now until March 31st. You can go into that at once you accrue any number of points. You can use 10 points, trade them in every day until once a day until the 31st of March to enter to win. And that's tickets to the show. It's airfare to Vegas, stay at the Venetian, and $500 spending. So, I mean, like, that makes a perfect trip in my book. I'm not getting that for when I go. But it's a really awesome prize. I think we've seen a huge response. Lots of people looking
Have
to
you
go to
really?
that.
I was wondering, like, because
Oh,
I
yeah.
put in last week when we were on the show, I used 10, the only 10 points I've ever used. I got a lot of points here, right? And I'm going to show folks how I do this on my phone because I'm going to redeem 10 more. But what you're saying is this is like at that charity event where there's punch bowls and you put your tickets in. This is a lot of people are putting their tickets in as punch bowls, what you're telling. People
Oh
want to win.
yeah. So I mean, normally, so when we hadn't this, it's a limited run because it's for this contest. But otherwise, the other days of the year and even right now, You can either turn it in for different types of merch that is available in there. You can also trade it in for gift cards to our dispensary. So basically, you turn it back into dollars to spend at the dispensary to buy, replace any of your products that you're looking to shop
I can
for.
get socks. I can get black dress socks for 400 points. So, like, I bamboo cutting board. There's a gift card and wellness for 700. So, like, I'm looking through all of this. It's only 10. Like, I just click 10 points, and I'm
Right.
in the con. That's why everybody's doing this, I guess, right?
Well, yeah, and I think they want to go to Vegas and see the dead on an all expense paid
But you can only
trip.
do it once a day, every day, and it's
Once a
10
day, every
points.
day, till the 31st of March.
Well, this brings
That's a
me
lot of
into
entries, though, that you can make.
the yeah, especially if you know that's 10 points and you feel like I want to win something big, you know, to but
Well,
I
and
this go ahead.
the other, I was going to say, the other thing that's really great about it is the award thing is that a lot of people, when you go to the dispensary, you might purchase something that we produce, and the store could be running a special, right? So, like, say the item is $30, but you got it for 25 today. But the way that the rewards points are is that we can't like do that. We can't track it off of every store's special that they're doing, right?
Like when you
So the
buy an
point,
airline ticket and you buy the $100 ticket, you get 10 points. You buy the
right.
$300 ticket, you get right.
So
You're not doing
no
it that
matter
way.
no, so no matter what you spend when you buy something that we produce anywhere, the amount of points you get is equal to the MSRP. So if the quote MSRP for that product is $30, but you spent 25, you're getting 30 points. Doesn't matter. And then we have different things that we turn on. So, like, the same way at like your grocery store or something, it might be like double points this month for, toilet paper or something like that. There's different stunts that we do where, like, certain categories of products may be getting extra points when you scan them in a given window.
You
So
also did
there's
like a
just
happy hour thing. Like if I came in later in the day, it was double points late in the day one day.
Yeah, so that might have been store. So
That
there's
was. It
store
was an
point.
email thing though. Right,
Yeah, yeah,
correct.
yeah. So but yeah,
You're
I mean
giving
it's
me so many rewards programs. I'm trying. I'm not confused. I'm trying not to confuse other people with this.
yeah. Well, the whole point is that a lot of people shop at dispensaries all across the state, and they have a rewards program at that store that they're buying from. But this rewards program is for the products you buy. So any product that we produce, whether it's Curio, Fused, Flower Brady Parky, or Happy Yeti,
Dixie,
Caviar,
Dixie, say Dixie, because
Dixie,
that's where I'm going with this conversation.
Roach, yeah, all these things, you can they all have QR codes you can scan and collect.
Okay. Wendy Bronfine is here. If you're listening on the radio, I'm gonna hold something up. And it's chocolates, but it's Dixie is the name of the brand. And my wife and I had this conversation because I literally, because you know that I'm building an app, I'm doing these things at Baltimore Positive that I'm working on, and I have been looking at how your reward system works and how QR codes work. If it's not a Curio product, if you scan it, it won't work. If it is, it pops up and it gives you instantly points in every single thing you want to know about the product, all the science of the product, all the stuff behind the product, right? But more than that, you get the points. And here's where the points come in, honestly, for this dead thing. And this is why you're getting overrun on the dead thing. I'm convinced of this. I have, because of our relationship with you, I have Fused, Dixie, Happy Eddie, even Caviar. Like, I have like 30 points, right? Like, I think this is the only Dixie product I've ever really seen and that it's on here. I only have like 90 points total, which isn't like enough to get an ashtray or this or that or the other things. But the thing when I pop it up, 10 points right now, boom, and I'm in the contest right away. So to me, that is a that's a great lead on because I don't have enough points to do things with other things, but I can get into this competition. I mean, I'm not doing it, just letting you know. I would feel dirty. If you pull my I wonder when I put the 10 points in, I'm like, if I really won, it wouldn't look like it's on the up and up. So I'm trying not to win the dead thing because I want to
Right.
talk to your winner after it's over with, have him on the show and find out how the experience
Yeah.
went.
Oh,
But
that'd be
this thing's
great.
like red hot though, right?
Oh, totally. Yeah. And you can, and whether it's people who are in Missouri or Maryland, both places, people can win in both states since we now have products available in both states. So,
All right. Well, if it says Curio on it, I know. What about the Happy Eddie, the other products, Dixie, where do these emanate from? And I tried to explain it to my wife, so explain it to me so I could explain it to her to say it's a licensee kind of thing and Edie Parker. And but even my daughter-in-law was asking about Edie Parker because she knows of that brand. She's young and cool. She knows about all the cool brands.
So in the cannabis space, every business is licensed in who produces a product that gets grown and produced and tested and then goes to a dispensary for purchase, is those all those companies are licensed by the state and they have a license and they can participate in those activities. So to have a brand and to make a product, you need one of those licenses. So what many brands have done that have started in other places is they don't always apply in a state for a license or purchase a license. They sometimes find a licensee there and then they partner with them to license their intellectual property, their brand and their products to that operator so that they can be produced in that state because of course you can't make things and sell them across state lines. So all those brands we were talking about, Dixie, Fuse, Edie Parker, Caviar, they all are licensees of ours. And so we have the exclusivity to know how to make their products and then just and the ability to distribute them to the dispensaries in the states where we operate. So we make everything Dixie. That was our first license partner. We signed up with them like as a part of our application process. We had identified them and partnered with them before we were even awarded a license. It was just identified as someone we'd be working with. And
Was that
since
edible or no flower? The whole brand
then the
with
whole
Dixie.
brand. So, there, so when we first started, it was the things we made from them were their topicals, their elixirs, their tablets. They later brought on a gummy product, which we make. For a period of time, we made a bath soak that they produced. And so we do their whole suite. We had Wana for a while before they went with their in-house partner, TerrAscend, here in the state. We currently have Caviar, Edie Parker, Fused, Roach, Happy Eddie, who is a local licensed brand that we helped him build that line. I feel like I'm forgetting someone, but anyone, you all by law, you'll always see the person who produces that line, even if it's not the licensee, their name on the package. Like, so you just referenced that on the Dixie
Well, it
bag,
says right here,
our
DixieBrands.com, produced locally by Curio Wellness. It says right on
right.
the back.
So you have
Yes.
to say that when that brand is not the licensee here, you need to identify who made the product. Even if a dispensary has like an in-house pre-roll that maybe one of the growers makes for them, it'll be identified. It would say like produced locally by Curio Wellness if we made somebody else's pre-rolls for them. So you have to identify the original cultivator or the original processor who made the product.
Wendy Bronfine is here. She is the chief brand officer and our chief cannabis officer to answer a lot, all of our questions as I try to learn. And I do sense a little confusion from some folks when they see a Curio name product at a dispensary somewhere else in the state, different counties around the area, and saying, well, Farr & Daughter is the storefront. Curio Wellness provides all sorts of things and two different websites and a way to do this. But the point system, I don't want to conflate one with the other because I do shop at Farr & Daughter just on York Road, south of Timonium Road, and get things like this Move product that I put on before and after yoga and showers. That is a balm that has helped me keep some swelling and inflammation down. I'm sitting right now against doctor's orders. I should be standing. Standing's better for me, but sometimes I sit. It makes me feel better. But when I'm in your store, I go into Farr & Daughter. I buy a product like this. I get in-house points at Farr & Daughter, which we had to use up by the end of the year last year, so I did that. But also the scanning part of what I was talking about, which is how you enter this dead company. I keep wanting to say grateful. I am grateful, but they are just dead in company. I want to make sure I get that straight. And John Mayer, it's nothing wrong with John Mayer.
No, great show. I've seen him a few times already at the Sphere. Going back, definitely should do it.
Did I get it right on the points and all that stuff,
You
right?
totally got it
All
right.
right, I'll make sure I'm
Yes.
getting it right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have last thing for you. I'm reading the date on this. I have till February
Oh
28th.
God. Well, you
Listen to
just
me. I haven't been in the store. You and your sister came on at Christmas, and then you gave me this crazy number, like 2 minutes and some seconds, door like they're coming off of Aylesbury, right? So I've been doing it that way, and I'm going to go in the store and do it. But you do have all of these amazing sort of stories of functionality of people using what you and I get together and tell them to do, which is going online, order, see a special after 9 o'clock at night. You can order the next day, you pick it up, and you don't have to walk in the store. And I started doing it. I listened to you,
Right.
Wendy, you know?
Yeah. Well, look, there was bad weather recently. That's a great time to do curbside. But I think also with curbside being available, one, it creates a better balance between inside and outside. So I think you don't necessarily have the same sort of weight factor if there's people also using the curbside. But also, like I've always referred to the dispensaries, they have a cheers factor, I think. I think people like to come in, they like to see the people they know, they like to work with similar people over and over again. So, you know, it you can get that, you still can get that action, like I guess right by the car when they bring it to you. But I think you miss out on a little bit of that kind of warm and fuzzy that happens when you come in. And some of like the You have more, you can have more time to like parlay with the staff and hear about new products and learn a little bit more about something that you're buying, because you're not just like, okay, I'm here to grab something and go, which sometimes you are, but it's nice to sort of catch up and hear what's new, and hear what you're not using that might be good for you that you want to try.
It's terrible. I feel dirty entering your dead competition, even though I'm like a real customer. But I'm taking this thing and I'm like looking it up against the light. I'm trying to figure out what my discount is. But it says right here, don't scratch it till you. He did tell me that when he gave me the cookie. Don't scratch it till you bring it in. So I got to get in and shop. I have to the 28th to do so. Valentine's Day is over, but it's never too late for the O product as well. That line is there. I have all sorts of stuff here. Some of it I'll hold until next week because I know our time is short here today. But I hope everybody enters this. I was worried that we weren't getting enough people using the app. What you're telling me is this points thing and the Zappy Zap and the QR codes, people are down with this now. People will do this to win a trip to Vegas and or to cash in and get points. And you guys have made it really, really easy. Of all the businesses I do business with, and you know, I do Royal Farms, I have their rewards, I have Southwest, I have, you know, every rewards program that I use. Yours is sort of the new line one that's been like a lot of fun for me to use because it's so easy and QR-y.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, I think people look, it's a great contest to have, but like you mentioned, there are other benefits than just getting rewards. The fact that you can see a catalog of what you've purchased and go back and like, oh, I love that. I want to get that again. You can actually forward those things to other people. So if you wanted to suggest or you think you know somebody who might like something, you can pass it along to them. As you mentioned, you can see all the details about the products. You can see the certificates of analysis, so the lab results, if you want to see that. And you can even do like your own tracking and logging. So if you want to put in notes about the product, your use, your experience, any sort of feedback you want to leave for yourself, you can do that in there too. So there's a lot of features it has. Plus, you know, you can turn it in and get free stuff.
We're going to discuss Peach Oz with two Z's next week. Wendy Bronfine is here. You can find her out in front of Baltimore Positive. We discuss as adults in an educational and informative way the plant and cannabis and all these things that you see when you drive past Foreign Daughter or you drive past dispensaries anywhere in the state. You will find Curio products, and it has never been easier to download them and do everything she just told you to do in regard to knowing what you're getting and why you're getting it and when you got it. And that's kind of a cool thing to do. I do that on my credit card every month to try to figure out where my money goes as well. Wendy, I tell you what, we got a couple more weeks, right? This competition's another into March, way into March, right? The
Last
dead
day of the
thing?
month in March is when it ends. So
All right.
lots of chances for people to make submissions from now until then.
I was worried people were getting in. I don't know whether it bums me out because, like, I'm trying to win the contest, or it makes me really happy because, I'm here to sort of promote the goodness and all the things that are going on. But people are really using these QR codes and downloading it. Lucid ID, who knew? Don't go to Curio Wellness to do it. Just download it off the QR. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. Always appreciate time well spent with you. Hey, a concert's doing anything? I know you're getting around town here, right? The
Yeah.
weather's thawing a little bit. The band thing's coming back a little bit, I think.
Yeah. Well, we had last week and we didn't make it out, but last weekend we were going to go try to see Kelly Bell. That was going to be bringing the kids because our 5-year-old and the band have a bit of a relationship from back when he was on TMD during
Your kids
COVID.
dance? Yeah, your kids are dancers like that, like
Yes.
hipsters?
And
Okay. Good. I like it.
Psycho Killers at Union, for a Talking Head slash Love Song Fest this weekend.
I love the Talking Heads, and I interviewed Byrne one time back in the day, and Jerry Harrison from the Talking Heads. But did I tell you about my crazy experience with the Talking Heads when the movie came out like 2 years ago, Stop Making Sense? Did I tell you about the special chair that I
No.
got in? Okay, so you gotta, this is true. You're gonna have to, everybody at home, Google this, look it up. It's real. It's called D-Box. D. As in defense, DBOX, D box. So when the movie came out, it was the 40th anniversary. So it was last summer. It was actually last September the movie came out. It was Stop Making Sense, which he wears the big suit and they do the Talking Heads thing and all of that. But the band never played again after that tour in '84. They went their separate ways 40 years ago, and they got back together for Colbert, and they didn't. It's very awkward relationship between all of them, but they remade the movie and made it for big screen, sort of IMAX-y, but also this chair, this D box. They did, redid the sound, they reshot it and did everything. And it was made by a filmmaker, very famous filmmaker back in the early 80s, named Jonathan Van Demme. Jonathan Demme did the show in LA at the Pantages Theater. It was shot over 2 or 3 nights during that period. And this seat, this D-Box seat, was sold to me as like a $5 add-on. When I bought my ticket and I went into the theater, and I was the only one in the theater. It was an 11 a.m. showing on a Friday down at Arundel Mills. They were the only ones that had the chair, the special chair. And I sat in that chair, and from the minute that movie started, the chair has tens of thousands of haptics and movements that moved with the music. It was made for it. Now, a lot of action movies, Top Gun was
Right.
made for this, where you move around like in Star Wars when you're shooting and things like that. I highly recommend the D-Box thing. If you're going to a movie, your kid will grow up in a life of that, I guess. But seeing a music movie remade, I thought to myself, there's a whole world here for them to take mute. Now, that was shot a little funky, if you remember, about the cinematic nature of your chair going forward and backward with David Byrne. But I love the Talking Heads, and I love talking about that experience because it was so wildly experiential that it only reminded me of like being at Epcot and doing Soaring, where you move into the movie. And I know we're getting all like we can put virtual things on. This was the closest it came for an old fart like me, and it was the Talking Heads. And this is how great it was. It was so great that within 5 minutes, I was texting every person I knew and loved who loved movies, Max Weiss, Alan McCallum, all of my movie friends and all of my music friends and arty farty friends from that chair. And I was giggling like a school child, giggling, texting him like, you got to do this. And I went back 48 hours later and I
Did it
took
again.
two friends. I took two friends, Resig and John Allen, rock star John Allen from Stone Horses, my ride or die, John Allen. Everybody knows John. I dragged them down to Arundel on a Sunday morning on a Ravens game day
Oh
and
my
made them
gosh.
sit in the chair, and I watched them giggle for 2 hours at the Talking Heads. So nothing will top that, but this is a great band. Psycho Killers are great. The beer at Union is great. I have sampled it. I hope they have a stout on. It's February. They'll have a stout on for me, won't they? At least a porter,
I hope
right?
for me too. So yes.
All right. All right. Did I do a good job promoting your union party? Now everybody's going to want to come.
It's not my party, but sure. I'm sure that the band and the bar would love that
Now
you
it's my
just did that.
party. I want to have the guys from the Psycho Killers on.
I think that movie experience sounds so cool, particularly if you have any sort of hearing deficiency. It's just such an interesting way to you'd be seeing it, but then feeling maybe what you can't totally hear, which would be very cool.
Do you know the movie? I've never seen the movie. Stop Making Sense. For anybody who wants to know, it's the greatest rock movie ever filmed, better than any of the Who, Quadrophenia, any of the stupid stuff the Monkees or the Rolling Stones or even the Beatles did, right? It was a period filmed piece that everybody has seen burning down the house with the big suit. And people may have seen little pieces of it. But seeing the movie in its entirety, I had never done. I just didn't like them enough in the 80s when it was on MTV late at night. I liked them, but I didn't love them. It didn't have Hairspray, and it wasn't, heavy metal. It wasn't Van Halen. It wasn't what I was. It wasn't Journey. It wasn't what I was into. But I love them now, and they're one of those bands that's grown with me through life. But seeing that movie for the first time, completely alone, in a theater. The movie itself begins with a boombox and a beat, and you literally feel the beat in the chair, and it's just him tapping his foot. And then when the movement starts and the chair starts flying along with the camera, I can't begin to tell you that
Not
it's
nauseous, never, not, it's
not,
not like
no, and you
that.
could try. Great question. Great question, because my wife and her sister refused these seats for Top Gun. They went 2 years ago and they're like, I don't want to throw up. No, you could turn it off or you could turn it down. You could
Wow.
go, small, medium, large on the movement. Or if you get weird, you can just stop it and just say you're just at the movies again if you want. So
I
I
didn't even
look
know
I
that they
this
had those.
D-Box, it's available to Rundle Mills. I'm going to see the Zeppelin movie this weekend, which is not shot in D-Box, but this is a great example that if they took The Song Remains the Same and did it in D-Box, if they took the Rolling Stones at the Max that we went downtown at midnight to see at the Science Center, they could
Oh, yeah.
probably get us spending a lot of money and probably get a great sponsorship from Curio Wellness to do such a thing. Get into the Dead. All that being said, Foreign Daughter and Curio Wellness, get into the Dead rewards program if you're buying Curio products. And should I give a disclaimer here and say this? Be an adult about all of this. Adult use is now on. Please use this product responsibly and do your research, because this is why we do this, is to educate people. And there's a whole world of education and miseducation in some cases out there. And we want everybody to be educated. Did I do that well, Wendy? Did I say that correctly?
Well, yeah, it's
All right.
great.
Good, good, good.
Thank you.
We used to have a disclaimer here when I did radio 30 years ago that was purposely humorful. It was taken from the wrestling disclaimer that was on Channel 45 every Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock. I'll save that for another day. Second, Andre the Giant reference I can come up with in one day. Wendy Bronfine is the chief brand officer for all things Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter. She's our chief cannabis officer. She also has a sense of humor and likes rock and roll and the Talking Heads and all that good stuff. Support them. They support us. We're appreciative. We are WNST. AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking intelligent things and Baltimore positive. Stay with us.